Good morning, this is Kelly Ted, the host of Kelly's Car, the boo where Kelly, that's me, vents and releases thoughts and feelings that he has about things going on in the world of politics, technology, and religion, and anything else that comes to my mind while I drive. In this next episode, I would like to just clarify right off the top before anybody accuses me of driving, dangerous driving. I use a hands-free, as you probably can tell from the audio quality. I use a hands-free device, so I'm able to keep my eyes and ears and hands on the road at all times and focus on my driving while I speak with you. Today, I briefly want to comment on the situation in Afghanistan. Today, Monday, November 23rd, 2009, and a decision still hasn't come down from President Obama, even after months of debate and wrangling on both sides on whether to send more troops to Afghanistan or not. Unfortunately, all too many people on the right are very quick to judge Obama on taking so much time in making this decision, whether to follow his general's advice and send more troops to Afghanistan, while many on the left are praising him for taking time and making comparisons that he takes his time and weighs things before rushing into anything, in contrast to his predecessor, George W. Bush. But as I see it, I'm not sure that taking time is good or bad. Unfortunately, we, the American and the world public, simply don't have enough information. And that's the whole problem here. Yes, Obama's taking a lot of time to make this decision, but he's also doing a poor job in communicating what's going on with the American public. He's not communicating well on what, on why he's taking so long. If he were just to simply to come out and explain why he's taking time, and he doesn't even have to say how much time he's going to take. He just has to communicate. This is also one of the reasons why healthcare is in such a shambles, because he has not done well communicating. And that's another reason why recently, over the weekend, Obama's poll numbers were shown to, his favorability ratings were shown to go under 50%. So this is my call to those one or two people who will ever hear this boo, to President Obama, to begin to communicate better with the public, help us understand what's going on through your, what processes you're going through. Obviously, you don't have to go into great depth about it, but help us understand what's going on. That is one of the other changes that we need. Thank you. This has been an audio boo of Kelly's Car, second episode for November 23rd, 2009. Wishing everybody a great week.